Okay, it looks like this is the usual bunch. Is it?
Yeah. Well, women.
I have apologies from Fad and Paul.
Okay. So I think let's move on. It's already close to 10 minutes past 12 or 1, whether depending on which time zone you're currently in. So let's move on with the subject. Well, it's a good habit. I sent around a preparation yet again for this conference call. And thanks to all of you joining this conference call, especially from you, there has been some comments which I try to incorporate in the preparation, and for sure the preparation reflecting what I wanted to show at the Nairobi meeting. I haven't been able so far, I do have to admit, Katrina, to amend what you have been noting, but this more or less was a lot of orthographics. I'm going to do that. And the first question for me would be, are we in need for other topics than the ones I gave in preparations to discuss via this conference call, or is that the agenda for today? Any amendments? Anything else you do want to discuss in addition to that?
No.
Okay, not the case. I'm absolutely perfectly fine with that. if that is the case, so let us walk through the slides, because they basically do give what I feel we should present in Nairobi, and what I feel where we should get some comments from the community. And the first thing on slides, as I put them down, would be just to make clear what the purpose of our group is. That is more or less the result we have been discussing within the last conference call, saying we do want to return to what was actually given in the initial charter, and I just highlighted some words to make sure what the purpose and what the scope of the incident response group is supposed to be. With respect to what you guys have been commenting on, this is consensus. If that is the case, I would move on just to the next slide. But I do want to point out two positions where I'm not too clear within my mindset, and that is the not only the qualification of incidents, but the qualification of escalation procedures and action passes as well. That basically has been given to the incident response working group within the charter, but I'm not too sure whether we're really going to be able to specify more than more or less generic procedures and passes. What is your feeling about these two points? Do you have an understanding how escalation procedures should look like? Given that topic to one of you on the other end of the line, could you straight away define some escalation procedures or action passes that will work for the incident response group as a whole? Okay, nobody seems to be too clear about that. So probably the question to put this in question is the right thing. So we leave it as it is, right?
Right. Yes.
Okay. Second slide. Mamma Mia, sorry, second slide, is giving what I currently see as the baselines from our working plan, which does look to me a lot more simple than the one we had. But is that the one you would feel comfortable with, or is there anything you would like to amend to that?
I think this is very fine. This is really concise and manageable and achievable, and I think that this is a good work plan.
Great. Thanks. Any more comments on that?
Yeah, maybe. What about the deadlines or something? Are we just having these 4 points without any...
Okay. Well,
maybe have some planning. Okay, we have this incident definition.
Or we could ask for expectations concerning deadlines.
I think that would that's what the community would expect.
Okay. Good. I'll point that out. Any further comment? Okay, if not so, then let's move on to the definition.
This is Luis. I agree with the work plan.
Great.
Looks good. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
So let's move on to the definition of what is considered to be an incident. And once again, I try to respect all the comments I received from you and... Well, did something to it, made the amendments. I really do have a good feeling that now the definition is, with respect, what is needed to the incident response group is quite okay. But nevertheless, I'm still open for further comments on it or for a better definition. So basically the question at this point would be, anything else to add, or is it that definition we can make our way through with?
Why not call it a working definition? So you leave it open for further comments, but this is
okay.
Your starting point.
Yeah.
Well, I have two comments on definition. It's minor. One thing is... counterattack is, in my opinion, the wrong word because it means you're attacking the
yeah, I changed
attacker.
That also.
Okay, fine.
Now
yeah,
it says where a coordinated international response is advised.
Okay. And next thing is international coordinated international response is fine, but you don't say anything who needs to coordinate. Or is it implicit in the overall context?
Yes, and I did that intentionally because I know that your proposal was where coordinated response from TLDs is advised, right? That's what you that was what your suggestion was. But I'm not so sure that it's only the CCTLDs that should be. Making the word here that should act on an incident, but it may be the case that local operators and somebody else may be concerned as well. So I'm not too sure where. Yes.
Okay, at your point. So you mean the three bullet points in the middle already say that we are in the scope of DNS. And
yes.
Okay. You could say that. Maybe the third one is a bit trouble, a bit wrong here now.
I'm sorry that I. What I do have before, in front of my eyes, now is the corrected version that already does reflect what for example, of my use set. But what I haven't done so far is I didn't send around the corrected versions. I'm sorry for that. But be sure that I'll do that and that all your comments have been received and have been discussed and found their way into the working plan and into the definition and so on. But as I said before, I'll forward the current version right away after the conference call.
Okay, just as an example, let's assume that we find a bug in the routing protocol, BGP. That definitely falls under the stability of the Internet at large, at that point. Does this concern the TLD registries at all, or is this something which is out of scope for us here?
BGP wouldn't directly concern CCTLDs, right?
Yeah. Does this... the question is, would such an incident or such a bug, would that trigger our definition or not?
Well, it would trigger bullet point 3, I think, the stability of the Internet at large. Although this point wasn't meant to trigger this specific point, but more or less all the things that might come up we still do not know of and which are more or less kind of type of configure.
Yeah.
But if you do want to include BGP, that would be just another point as like DNS, for example.
In my opinion is, if something goes wrong on the routing layer, it shouldn't concern us. That's something where we can't help and something that we don't need to know about. So either we have two options here, and to keep it correct is either add something to bullet point 3, qualifying where DNS is involved somehow, or in the last line, add something like where the coordination of the registries is required. Here or there, restrict the definition a bit more.
Okay,
but it's
so
just not really
just make sure that I got that I understood you right. So you say routing is not our problem. If there's something wrong with BGP or AESs, it doesn't concern us.
Well, we can't help. I mean, of course, it concerns us because we're operating on the internet, but that's not something which we can fix as the registries. So there's no need to invoke all these contact lists and notify the registries and whatever.
Okay. Could it be a solution for the point you just gave if we would list that under the considered not to be an incident for the purpose? And say, and there would be a third bullet point saying routing problems?
Well, you could something like anything where DNS is not involved.
And then give an example.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, let me think that through.
That would be another option to clarify it a bit more.
Mm-hmm. Okay, like BGP, etc. Okay, I'm going to make a suggestion to that specific point, reflecting what you said. Or does anybody disagree and does want to have routing problems within the consideration of the working group? Okay, doesn't seem to be the case. Good. Any further comments on the working definition of incident? All right. Does not seem to be the case. Then let's move on to yet the next page, which is what we are currently discussing. And I just picked up what haven't led to a solution once we, or yeah, as far as we have been able to discuss this. So I still think that there are some questions open concerning the sophistication level of the contact repository, and I would like to, and I would love to address this question to a wider audience, say the CCNSO meeting, and ask them to give their point of view to, well, who is entitled to access the repository, what security levels and of access and communication means we really do need, and finally, what does the solution really look like? Is it going to be or supposed to be set up by an ICANN branch or a third party? Yuri suggested that this could be, I think, what was it, TC or TI?
TI.
Yeah, TI. Or is it probably just a plain IANA database extension? So this would be one question I just want to offer to the audience and see what they think about it. What we might want to come up with, I don't know whether you're really in a position or able to do that or not, is probably make a draft on how the contact repository and the sophistication level might look like, so in a way that it might be easier for the audience to discuss. Otherwise, it might end up with, no comments. Yeah.
Yes. maybe in the sophistication requirements of the contact repository, we can ask to the audience about the information, what we will put in the contact repository about the sensitive information, and ask only if everybody agree or something like that, to put some phone, some names, address, and this kind of information. It's a suggestion just for validate the composition of the contact repository.
I'm not so sure if I understood you right. So could you just repeat once what was your suggestion, what we should ask the audience?
Show the audience the field of the contact repository, the information that will be required from each
okay.
field.
Mm-hmm.
Then if somebody has a comment about that information, because sometimes the people are sensitive about to provide telephone numbers or provide personal information. Then I think it's a good idea to show what information we will publish in the contact repository.
Okay. Yes, I think I understood. So the question would be, what information you think is required first? Second, what would you be wanting to disseminate in this contact repository? What would you personally or your registry give into this contact repository, right?
Yes, that's my proposal. Okay.
Or turn it round, do a proposal and see if everybody agrees.
Yeah, that was the proposal I made before, stating I'm not so sure whether we can really come up with one or not, but it might be a good idea to confront people with what we think, and
if
giving
needed.
Them a draft is easier to discuss on than starting from scratch.
Yeah, and I think you had some, say, one of the, in prior meetings,
the working plan
the template.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the details to be contained in the template,
mm-hmm.
so you already know what you think is necessary.
Yeah. I do have that in mind, and I just I'm going to integrate that into the slides.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Once again, bullet point 2, escalation procedures and action paths. We have been discussing that before. And that's another question I would pose to the audience, asking them what kind of escalation procedures and action paths they do see. Probably, once again, here we might come up with some suggestions as well. I'm looking forward for any suggestions over here from you who are currently on the line or the other members of the working group. Okay. Yeah, and finally, what we already have been discussing as well, just to make sure the borderlines of our action, that I really feel that we should ask the audience where do they see the delineation of our working group with existing organizations that are more or less obliged with related or very similar tasks, as at least as far as I do feel that they have, like DNS CERT, we have been discussing that before, but DNS ORAC and all the other organizations that I listed down there. By the way, is any organization missing? Anything else you can think of? Okay, doesn't seem to be the case. Okay, that's more or less things I would like to present in Nairobi. We might come up with some use cases depending on whether Yuri and I do come to terms or not. Right, Yuri?
I'm working on it, and I'm going to have a team meeting tomorrow morning, my time, discuss about the typical couple cases of DNS systemic impacted incident. And I'm going to put a couple of use cases and share with you. I'm hoping that I would do that before the weekend, so we can discuss it in Kenya or before, even before that.
Yeah, it would be great if we could discuss it before and more or less finalize it in Kenya, for example, on Saturday before the incident response working group meeting.
Right. I can put something as a draft definitely before that.
Okay, cool. Okay, anything else that needs to be done right now? Well, doesn't seem to be the case, so we are done.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So
thank
probably,
you.
Yuri and Bart, could you stay in line so that we might use the chance to schedule a meeting in Nairobi?
Yes. No problem.
Okay. So thanks, everybody.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
For your help.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.